A recently completed independent drama made in the Borderlands will soon be premiering at one of the most prestigious film festivals and introducing the world to images and faces from El Paso. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The indie drama El Otro Tom, or The Other Tom, was shot in and around El Paso and will have its world premiere at this year's Venice Film Festival in September. The film stars two El Pasoans hoping to walk the red carpet in Italy in a few weeks, Julia Chavez and Israel Rodriguez, who play a single mother and her son facing daily challenges. I'm happy to have both actors on the program today. Good morning to you both.
Thank you.
Julia, why don't we start off with you? If you could give listeners kind of an overview of the film and its story, just to set us up.
The film is about a single mother and her son. And they're from Mexico. They come to El Paso to live here. And the little boy, her son, is obsessed with the image of his absent father, who lives in Tijuana. Mm-hmm. And he just starts acting out at school, and you know, it's kind of rough for him being an only child and his mom working to make ends meet for them. And then so the school gets involved, and he has to be put on some medication, behavioral correction medication, and there's like an accident where like the medication becomes questionable, and the mom then, you know, does everything that she can to make his life better, try to take him off the medication.
We should mention the film was written and directed by Rodrigo Pla from, I believe, Mexico City. He's a Mexican film director and who does a beautiful job with the film, cinematography and compositions. And your two performances, the film really hangs on your two performances, playing the mother and the son. Israel, how old were you when you were cast for this film?
Like about 9 or 8, I'd say.
Wow. And how old are you now?
10 and a half, I think. That's what I thought.
Okay. So you made this just before the pandemic. And Israel, I understand you're homeschooled?
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
It's cool.
So that gave you some extra time to be able to be in a movie?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, Julia, tell me, I think we were talking before the show that you had never acted before, and here you are starring in a feature film that's going to Venice. How did you find out about this film? How did you get cast?
I was hanging out at this bar downtown called The Monarch, and I was having lunch there, and I noticed this girl had been staring at me for some time, and I think she was waiting for me to finish eating to approach me. And finally, when she did, she told me that she was working on this project, casting people for a film. And she asked me a few questions about myself and eventually told me that she thought I would be perfect for the part. And, you know, I told her I didn't have any acting experience, that I'm a massage therapist and that's what I do. And I don't have any experience with acting ever in a play or anything like that. And she told me that that was perfect, that that's what they were looking for. So I went to audition, and finally Rodrigo Pla, his crew, told me that I had gotten the part, that they would love me for the part. And yeah, that's how that happened.
That's extraordinary. I mean, you read Hollywood biographies about major stars being discovered in bars and in restaurants, and it actually happened for you. And we should say that, you know, so much of the film hangs on the performance of you two, Julia and Israel. You both are rarely not on screen. And so that the film does have a naturalness to it that I appreciated, that you just feel like you're with real people, following them through their struggles. And it appears, Julia, that that's the strategy that the director had, which was to cast non-actors, I guess.
The acting part wasn't that hard. I feel like a lot of it came naturally.
Well, it clearly came naturally. You're going to the Venice Film Festival with the film, which is amazing. really extraordinary. Israel, you were 8, 9 when you were cast in the film and made the film. You're 10 now. How did they find you? Because you weren't hanging out in a bar, I'm guessing.
I was at a play, and it turns out one of the people from the film that were searching for that was searching for actors was there, and they saw me, and they thought, like, oh, he should audition. My parents kept on getting these calls, like, these really exact calls about my age, and they, like, kind of got, like, a little creeped out, like, we don't know you. And they just, like, mostly sometimes hang up until one day they got the fact that it was an actual movie, it was actually happening, and they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said yes.
So the filmmakers had to first get through your agents, your parents, and make sure they were comfortable with this. You know, both of you are so natural on screen separately, but you have to work together in the film and portray a mother and son. And I'm wondering, Julia, some of the strategies maybe that you and the director had to try to create that bond off screen so you could see it on screen. Was it difficult, you know, portraying that with Israel?
A little bit at first. I had to figure out how to get close to Israel, and he reminds me so much of my son. They're into, like, the same things and around the same age. My son is 9. You know, I'm really close with my son, and I figured out that all I had to do was just turn into a little kid with him. There are many times where, like, we would, like, play fight when the camera wasn't rolling, like, in between scenes, just to pass the time, because it was pretty lengthy. We were on the set for many hours a day, and we spent a lot of time together, so inevitably we became closer. But it was that was my strategy, becoming a kid with him.
And you had some of your own real life practice with your own children. Israel, you've growing up like most kids, I'm sure you've seen your share of movies. Was it surprising to you how making this film and being in this film, were there surprises of how it was made that you thought, oh, you didn't know it took so long, or how long they might work on one scene at a time?
I was really amazed on the fact that, like, it took that long just to make a single scene for, like, a... Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing, that the fact that, like, they can jumble this all up into, like, one big chunk of content and let people watch it, and then people will enjoy it. But now it's given me a totally different perspective of movies now.
Yeah, I think a lot of actors, even big actors, say that, you know, the hardest part of making movies is the waiting. Actors are always just waiting for, sometimes for hours, for the light to be just right, for all the technicians to have everything just right.
Yes.
So, Julia, when you first read the script, did you immediately see something in Elena that you could grab onto? I mean, just what was your process of getting into this character? Because, or were you basically playing yourself on screen?
A lot of times I did feel like I was playing myself when it came to, like, her having to make, like, her struggle, you know, as a single mom. I'm a single mom, so I know the struggle. She's a lot more intense, to be honest. And in the end, I didn't like her. There are some things that she did that I wouldn't do that are not me. But nonetheless, I felt her struggle, like, as a single mom, a single parent, you know, just overwhelmed and frustrated with life and having to raise a son on your own. There are a lot of things that I could relate to with Elena. Yeah. And that helped me with my acting as well.
Yeah, part of the power of the film, I think, in that authenticness that it is, you feel like you're really traveling with real people in this film, and you're going along with them through these struggles. And Elena, the character you play, is trying to work out what is best for her son and herself. And she's not always right. You're not always sure she's making the right choices, but it's like real life is transpiring. It just sucks you in the way the director takes us along for that ride and the things you both go through. I wonder, Israel, when you watch movies now and you watch favorite characters on screen, if it's changed the way you think about, you know, what went into making what you see.
Yes, it has. Before, like, I was like, I wonder what they actually felt like doing this, and now I just, like, think about, like, how do they do the lighting? How, what was the script like? And like, all these sorts of things that I saw when I was filming the movie.
Yeah.
Sometimes I ask myself that at movies.
One of the things I really love about the film too, and I think a lot of people in the area will respond to, is so often the border is depicted in films through crime films or cartel films or drug violence films. And this is just a really beautiful, quiet, human story, a universal story that happens to to take place on the border and across in Mexico. And around the area, it's going to be very interesting to me. I hope you can get over to Venice for the world premiere to see how worldwide audiences respond to the film. And I guess there is a number of people in town who are raising funds for you. I want to mention to our listeners that this is not a big budget film. And now that you've got this amazing spot at the Venice Film Festival, there is a fund being set up to help you both travel to Venice. And the Paso del Norte Community Foundation has set up a link on their website right on the homepage, so people can go there and give to help get some airplane tickets and hotel accommodations. Julia, assuming you can get over to Venice and imagining what it would be like to be at that world premiere with a large audience from all over the world watching this film, and then you on the stage afterwards, is there something you'd want to impart to that audience?
I would tell everyone just to pay attention to the message of the movie. It's very beautiful, especially for parents and, you know, to pay attention to their kids. And it's a very important message in that movie. I think everyone needs to pay attention to.
And then you and Israel can play kick all the way down the red carpet.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see. Israel, have you ever been to Europe?
I've never been to Europe ever in my life.
What an amazing adventure that I hope you and your screen mom can enjoy having here in a few weeks to the Venice Film Festival. I want to thank you both for taking time out of your busy schedules and homework to talk to me today.
Thank you for having us.